Welcome back. 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Happy rainy Tuesday afternoon to you. But here's someone who will definitely put a smile on your face. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Deborah Simmons. She writes the Can We Talk column here at the Washington Times. And when I saw the headline, I laughed out loud because I knew where you were going. Sterling NAACP, two women, one lifetime. Sounds like a recipe for something. I don't think it's good, is it?
Thank you. No, it's not. And I had fun yesterday. I really did.
I'll bet you did. All right. Donald Sterling's reputation is shot. Many say it has been for a long time. Mm-hmm. In fact, you know, I have some friends on the West Coast, and they said, this guy, he's got a track record of doing nasty stuff that goes way back. It's just that now the nation is learning more and more about it, you know. But in addition to what he has, which is, a problem in his head, I think, the NAACP has also got some, as Luce used to say, some splaining to do.
Yeah, lots of splaining to do. They've got an image problem.
Yeah.
You know, look, we know that there are a lot of liberals and progressives who are Democrats in this country. There's without a doubt that. And I have no clues as to whether Donald Sterling is, but they're all both acting like jackasses at this point.
If they had a jackass
to know,
party,
yeah, he'd be the headliner for sure. This is a guy who's worth so much money, we can't even sit down. And he doesn't even need dollar bills. He just needs to tell somebody, send somebody on an errand to go get him whatever it is he wants.
Yeah.
But he stepped over the line. And what's embarrassing and discomforting to me is it seems as though the L.A. chapter of the NAACP gave this cat an award, Lifetime Achievement Award, in 2009. Now they were getting ready to turn around and do the same thing again next month.
Yeah.
I mean, you've only got one lifetime. And the NAACP has you've got one lifetime. What did he do between 2009 and 2014 to deserve another lifetime unless it was some money?
Ka-ching.
Ka-ching, ching, ching.
Well, and, you know, it's funny because I don't know if you caught the comments of Leon Jenkins, who is the president of the L.A. chapter.
Oh.
Yesterday, he said that at the very end, in fact, let me see if I can grab just the very end of this, only because he explains, you know what, let me see if I can intercept some of this here real quick.
Charities, including the NAACP. So we looked at comparing that with all of the other L.A. franchises. His organization gave more money to the community, to the minority community than the others.
Gave more money to the minority community and to the NAACP.
Ouch.
So he admitted it. And I got to tell you, I looked at some of the press sitting in the room there, and a lot of them were like scratching their heads going, you just admitted that you gave this guy an award because he gave you cash?
Right, exactly. That's the embarrassing thing. That's the part that makes this so embarrassing is this guy is throwing around money and look, this is the guy who told his mistress, you can go anybody you want.
Relax, Ann. I got it.
Right?
Don't worry. It was taken care of, okay?
I think. You can practically, in a sexual nature, go and do anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can hang out with, you can have any friends you want.
Yeah.
You want a car, you want a condo, you need $1 million, you need 1.4, tell me what you need, and you got it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't bring them black friends up in my house.
Yeah.
Now he says this to a woman he knows is a woman of color.
I know. That's the other part of it.
She's gorgeous. I went through, I know, a good 30 videos yesterday and photographs. Look, I'm like, wow, yeah, she does look good. Now let me go look at Mama Bear. Because Mama Bear
is who he left.
Right, it's who he left, who he first scorned.
Yeah, that's right.
To get in bed, so to speak, with Miss V. Mm-hmm. Now here we are. Mama Sit calls her a gold digger.
Yeah.
She might be digging for platinum with this audio tape, and who knows if she's got video.
Yeah, really. And the guy's worth $1.9 billion.
Yeah, he won't be after the next few days, however.
Yeah, no
he can start kissing some of that money goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, His reputation preceded him. By Sunday afternoon, after within 48 hours of TMZ, which I wished I should have watched on Friday, because I usually watch it on Fridays, but within 48 hours of TMZ airing the audio tape, we ain't even got pictures, Andy, we just got audio.
Yeah.
Everybody was on the story trying to figure out who said what, and what I told my kids was, I want to make sure it's his voice. If he, as long as he comes out and says that's not me and proves it's not him, then I'm on a rich man's side. But he never said a word.
He's not fighting that.
Then Mama said, "I'm not racist." Well, ain't nobody call you a racist. What are you talking about?
She just wants to
run
from him.
She was like saying, "Like, well, I know he is, but I'm not."
This is all like a bad soap opera.
Yes, it is. It's worse than Basketball Wives, that TV show, which is highly embarrassing.
Yeah.
But they could easily make a part two with what's going on with the Sterling family, the dynasty, what it's doing to the reputation of people like Chris Paul the third, what it's doing to owners who feel they have to take a stand. And of course they do. Whether you call it an old boys club, rich boys club, whatever kind of club you call it, there's no way that owners can be silent on this. And we're all, most of us NBA fans, of which I am, I'm waiting with bated breath for this 2 o'clock press conference by the NBA commissioner.
I wonder what they're going to do.
He's got to do something. He's already been warned. He set it up himself Saturday when he came on and said, "I've got to do something fast and furious."
Well, and then the president didn't help matters by saying, "You know, Adam Silver's a good man. I know he's going to do the right thing."
There's
a little pressure
there. His hands
there.
Are really tied, and he's a newbie in this. He's
yeah,
a freshman. He just took over the reins from David Stern a month or so ago. So he's on the spot for sure.
Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. You as a woman of color, you hear all of this, and you look at this guy, Donald Sterling. Give me your...
Donald Tokovich?
Yeah, that's his real name.
Right.
That's right. He took the name Sterling.
Yeah.
What do you think of the guy? I mean, what was your immediate reaction, you know, when you heard it and when you had it in your mind that if it is this guy who said it... What do you want to do?
The owner of the Clippers, I hadn't a clue what he looked like, how old he was, how old he wasn't, even how wealthy he was. And then I did the Google thing. And found out the late Jerry Buss, who used to, you know, Cook used to own the Redskins before he died.
Yeah, sure.
And he used to own the Lakers as well.
That's right.
So that's why I started digging around. And I knew that the Clippers were like the Washington Wizards. We ain't never winning nothing of importance. So I dug around and found out, and I was like, how big of an idiot are you, dude? Who's in charge of you? Because what a lot of times people get this way because nobody tells them no. Nobody says to them, shouldn't say this, you shouldn't do this.
That's true.
Look at what the Bible says about adultery, and then you're going to try to tell Miss 30-something, Miss Hot Mama, what she can and cannot do. I tell you this, he better hope she's not as free-handed with video she might have of their escapades as she does that audio.
Yeah.
I
understand his lawyers have already contacted her. Like, what's it going to take to get this to go away?
It's not going away.
Well, it will if the proper amount of money is sent her way.
It won't go away.
You
girlfriend is of a different age. loves posting photographs of herself.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
She's the selfie era.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Ann, I want you to make a phone call because obviously the NAACP in Los Angeles has an opening for an award winner, and I have the person right here, ladies and gentlemen. Not me, no, not me. Oh, Deborah Simmons.
Thank you, Andy Park.
All right, folks, if you haven't read it, you need to check it out. It really is a very good column. Sterling, NAACP, Two Women, One Lifetime by Deborah Simmons. Thank you. We'll do it again.
Always.
Take care. 12:53 at 12:60 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.